Proclamation number 3574 of 11th of October, 1945. Spiritual vision in the end time. People can also gain an insight into the spiritual kingdom by means of spiritual vision as soon as their soul has reached a high degree of maturity. God allows these souls to detach themselves from earth for a short time and enter the spiritual kingdom, to gain knowledge there which they can impart to people on earth again once they've returned to their conscious state on earth. But he only gives this privilege to spiritually mature people to whom such knowledge no longer harms their ascent development. What the human being sees spiritually he cannot prove, and therefore the mediations on earth are likewise no compulsion to believe but can be accepted or rejected. But they can stimulate thinking and direct the fellow human being's thoughts into the spiritual kingdom, which is always a blessing. Sometimes, however, the soul of the person looking dwells in the spiritual kingdom without knowing anything about it on earth. It then receives the spiritual impressions for itself but cannot pass them on because it is no longer conscious of them. Nevertheless, these impressions are valuable for the soul, for its striving is then all the more eagerly directed towards the kingdom which is its true home. For it is not always good for the human being that he knows about its nature while he still dwells on earth. But his soul absorbs the strength which facilitates its course of development on earth. And it is even less suitable for the fellow human being before he has reached a certain degree of maturity that the knowledge about the spiritual kingdom is made accessible to him. He can attain wisdom on the path of love, and then he is also able to receive information from the spiritual kingdom. And thus the spiritual observer has likewise attained his ability through the working of love, which is why he also always receives the strength to accept higher knowledge and to endure the light from the spiritual kingdom. However, he will never be able to reproduce his spiritual impressions as he received them because he lacks the words to describe them and is only able to humanly reproduce what is suitable for his fellow human beings. However, it is God's will that a small light should be brought to people from time to time about the spiritual kingdom, which is why he opens the spiritual eye to individual people, which will become particularly evident in the last days. Such messages will be comforting and strengthening for the believers. The unbelievers, on the other hand, will laugh at them as fantasies and reject them because they cannot be given proof. But the messages of this kind should be heeded, even though they must also be tested for their truthfulness. Yet if the observer lives a life of love on earth, his knowledge can be accepted as truth without hesitation, for signs and miracles will take place in the last days so that people will recognize them as the last days. Amen.